Gunderson to snap it to Ethan Barnett. Jeremy Caruso, 37 yards for the win. We're tied at 21. Good snap. Good hold. The kick is up. It's on the way. It is good! It is good! Jeremy Caruso splits the uprights. There is a flag down. This is a colossal call. Leverage is called, and Caruso wins it! Caruso drills it, and Northern State walks it off in Duluth.
Halftime in the Dean, it's the annual Blackout Cancer Game as the Wolves are taking on the Mustangs of SMSU. And this evening, we've got another installment of Pack Chat. We bring in the NSIC Special Teams Player of the Week after drilling the game-winning field goal against Duluth this last Saturday. He is Jeremy Caruso. Thanks for coming in studio today. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me. I'm excited.
My pleasure. Player of the Week. How cool is that, huh?
It's pretty cool. I mean, it took me 18 weeks to win it, and it's kind of cool that I did it on a game winner.
No question. So walk me through the moment this last week. What's going through your mind before the kick?
I knew they had a timeout. I mean, it's a one-second game. It's tied. It doesn't get more calming than seeing a tie score because you know if you miss, it's going to overtime. But they call their timeout really early, like not even before I got back to taking my steps. And I was pretty calm, just took my time, took a few practice swings. Right before we walked out on the field, I see 1 second, no timeouts, tie game. This is my kick. So had to drill it, walked it off, and we won.
So when coaches try to freeze you with timeouts like that, does that actually work or not so much?
I've never been in a game winner situation before.
Really?
So this was my first one. It was quite something, but I didn't know that they were going to call it that early. They didn't give me any snap or practice kick. Some coaches will try to push it to the very end, but they just went right away. And so it was a little weird not having time to even get set up and think about it.
Interesting. So that's the first time you've ever hit a game winner, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty memorable time to do it, for sure. What was the locker room looking like afterwards?
I couldn't see much. I was a little excited, still jumping up and down, heart still racing. You know, we sing the fight song and then walk back in the locker room and everyone's just excited to have the win. Felt nice and warm in there after the gloomy day in Duluth.
Yeah, no doubt. That was fantastic. What'd your phone look like afterwards? Probably a lot of text messages and tweets and people hitting you up, I'm sure.
You mentioned me in about 10 different tweets the first hour on the bus ride. I'm scrolling through, watching all the videos, and I'm like, awesome, awesome. Liking, retweeting it. It was great.
Yeah, I think it was 3. I don't think it was 10. But no, you're right. I hit you up a bunch of times there, so I appreciate that. But one thing that I don't want to get lost in the fold is the big special teams tackle that you had on the kickoff. How about that play?
It's happened in 3 weeks now, like 3 back-to-back, I think.
Yeah.
And that one was the biggest one out of all of them. Blake Clay's dragging me up off the ground. You know, I got the wind knocked out of me. But other than that, once I got back to the sidelines, I'm good. And it's a little bit of a thrill. You know, I like the rush, but it would help if I didn't kick it in the middle of the field and we got a tackle inside the 20.
Well, you know, it's hits like that that kind of loosen up the sinuses a little bit. But I don't know if he tackled you or you tackled him, but it counts the same, right?
Exactly. One on the stat sheet.
There you go. I love it. Did you always want to be a kicker back in the day growing up? Or is this something that you're like, you know, I've always wanted to be one?
So I played a bunch of sports growing up, but football was always the one that was the most fun. So I didn't start playing until my junior year of high school. Wasn't allowed to. I had 2 concussions growing up. My mom said, you can start playing your junior year of high school. You can only kick. And I'm like, cool, I just want to kick. Soccer background, quarterback would be awesome. Everyone knows that, but soccer's where my first love was. So kicking the ball and being on the football sidelines in that environment was what I always wanted to do going forward.
Yeah, back in high school, you hit the school record 48-yarder, right? Does that record still stand out there?
For now. Wiregrass has a bunch of good kickers, and there's one that's there right now in his senior year that if they get the opportunity, he's making a longer one. So we'll hope for the best.
Do you want that record to be broken, or do you want to keep it?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I feel strange about this because athletes are always like, oh, I love to see my records be broken. If I were an athlete, I'd be like, screw that. I want to keep all my records, you know?
If I find someone that I like better than myself, they can break it. But for now, I don't see that happening.
That's fair. That's a fair point. All right. So how close are you to Ethan Barnett and Luke Gunderson as a part of this sort of operation with those guys?
Yeah. So coming in, I didn't get to see Ethan Barnett much in the spring because he throws for the track team. So, you know, I worked with Tom Eller a lot, holding and snapping, and we didn't even know Luke Gunderson was going to be the starting snapper. So when fall camp comes around and, you know, I get to work with Ethan more, really developed a good, you know, kicker holder relationship with him. I like his mentality on the field. There are times in warmups where, you know, he talks to me a little too much and I'm like, okay, I need a little bit of space, but everything he tells me has helped me. He's a mature kid who can definitely give some advice to me being that he's played more seasons than me. And Gunderson, I go to the store with Luke every single week. We go to Walmart. We talk about the games. Everything that is in between from football and class, we talk about. So it's great to have those two on the field with me. They don't get nervous. I mean, I was asking Luke after the game, I'm like, were you nervous? He goes, I was telling jokes as the ref was setting the ball down. That's quite something. So it's cool to have those guys out on the field with me. They're some of the best in the conference. Like, they help me be able to do what I can do.
I don't think there's any doubt about it that those guys are some of the best in the conference, but that's interesting. I didn't realize that Gundy was cracking a couple jokes. Like, what was he even talking about out there?
I have no idea. He can't take anything seriously, and it's great.
You need people like that on your team, for sure. Do you like kicking on field turf or natural grass better?
Depends. I would say with grass, it's always a little bit inconsistent. You can get holes somewhere, but it just feels so nice and soft. Mm-hmm. I didn't play a single high school game on turf, football-wise, in 2 years. But then you come up north, and all we have is turf. Mankato's the only team in our conference with grass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have a nice, even playing field, but I'm still going with grass all day.
Going with the grass. Okay, gotcha. What's your range? Where do you top off at? 50 plus or a little inside that, or what's your range?
I've said get the ball inside the 35, so we'd be pushing 52 or 53. It'll get there. That's where I'm comfortable with, but right now the coaches have decided that anything 48 is makeable, and so if we get the ball to the 30-yard line, we're good to kick. That's where we're going from. But we can push that 52, 53, depending on the wind, the weather, especially when it starts to get cold.
Oof.
So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, interesting. Any pre-kick superstitions for you? Like, you have to do a certain thing before the kick?
I tap my feet 3 times. So I take my steps back, set my line, I get over there, and I kind of drag my right foot really far back and bring it in 3 times, and then look at the uprights 1 last time, give them the nod, and I'm good to kick.
All right, gotcha. So you mentioned this already, but a 5-sport athlete there at Wiregrass Ranch, why was football ultimately numero uno for you?
The environment. You're on the sidelines. I'm on the sidelines, especially a lot because we only kick once a drive. But it's just a great feeling to be on that field. Everyone's having a good time. We're all together. It's a little different than sports like tennis where it's just you on the court. I like being by myself on the court too. Having everyone around you and playing with a bunch of fans in the stands, it's a great feeling.
Obviously, you beat Duluth first time since 1999 at home for them anyway, talking about Duluth playing a home game. Do you realize, and did the squad realize how big of a win that is?
I didn't realize until after the game was over. When I started reading all the people from the Aberdeen community talking about how this is a huge win for the program, and Coach Schmidt told us that after the game on Monday, he's told us multiple times since then that this is a program changing win, and we have a chance to turn this around forever, and that we're not going back.
I love to hear that for sure. So you transferred from Minot. Why'd you come here?
I wanted to win. It's tough not winning games. This school was 5-6 last year. I saw potential to be way better, and even though we got off to a slow start, these last 3 games have really showed what Northern State football is about.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, and that's just it. That's a perfect segue. This was an 0-4 team not that long ago. What has changed for you guys to turn this thing around and looking to get to 500 here on Saturday?
Everyone's excited. I think it's helped that a lot of schools have lost in the conference. We have big teams like Augustana and Mankato losing games, which helps us get a little bit of confidence going forward and know that we're good enough to beat these teams, and even though it hasn't happened, we have time to turn this around. So we're just focused on winning each game every week, and we'll go from there.
What's it like playing at Dakota Bank Stadium?
Unreal. I played here for Gypsy Days last year. Mm-hmm. Didn't take a visit when I entered the portal because I've already been to the area. I saw those fans that day, and I was sold.
Any pre-game superstitions? Do you have to eat like beef jerky or something like that, or maybe get a prayer in, or maybe you got a playlist that you got to listen to? What do you got for pre-game superstitions?
So I never wear headphones before the game. Whatever's on in the locker room is fine. I just like to stay out of my own head. I feel like if you put on headphones, then you're kind of locked in. I don't really like that feeling. So I started this new one where I have to change socks on my right foot. So after a rough start to the season, started switching up my cleats. And then now I wear one sock for warm-ups and switch it right after warm-ups before the game.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's interesting. Everyone's got their own little thing. Some people say that kickers aren't real football players. What do you say to those sorts of people?
Watch my hit against Luth this week, and I think that'll tell you what you need to know.
There you go. Can you tell me about mudding footballs? What is that?
Who told you about this one?
You did.
Really?
In the questionnaire, yeah.
Oh, man. It's my little hobby. I like going out on the field with the football that I know is good. Quarterbacks love these mudded footballs. If you look at any NFL team, they all have equipment managers that rub the mud on them, put the conditioner on it, and make them aged so that they're ready for the game. I started doing that when Daniel Britt and Colton Hackle came in the fall. I started talking to them about how they like their footballs. I did a little magic on them, put a little mud, conditioned them up, and now those are our game balls every week, and I think everyone likes them.
As long as you're not pulling a Tom Brady and taking the air out of them, right?
I'm putting as much air in as I can.
Gotcha. So SMSU this week, how are you guys liking this matchup?
It's going to be a tough one. Like, all these teams in the conference play hard, so we have to come out, still play our best football, not get winning fever. It's a little hard to get caught up in some big wins, so mm-hmm. we just have to know that we have games moving forward. We're looking at this one as another one that we can add to the streak and get out of here with a win on Saturday night.
Amen. All right, that's all the football questions I got for you. So your middle name is Rush, related to Benjamin Rush, who signed the Declaration of Independence. That's pretty cool. Are you a big history guy, big history buff?
Oh, not at all. It's just my mom tells me about that all the time, and it's a cool little fact I have, so I like to know a little bit about it, but I'm definitely not into the history section as much.
Okay, gotcha. So you're an ambidextrous tennis player. How'd you figure out that you're good with both arms?
I was kind of forced into that one. Tore my UCL in my right arm.
Yeah.
And with the brace on, I had to figure out how to play tennis with my left hand. So I started hitting forehands. And I was like, hey, I can do this pretty easily. And then my left-handed forehand became a little bit better than my right-handed backhand. So kind of stuck with that. And that's how I started with the two forehands.
Are you like that in like real life too, for lack of a better term? Can you write lefty? Can you write righty?
Absolutely not.
Just tennis.
It's a little bit of a learned skill. I don't know how people write with both hands. I can't do it to save my life.
No, nor can I. Tell me about the broken kneecap and full leg cast story.
We're at a soccer tryout. I get stepped on straight cleat to knee, mm-hmm. and the kid was huge. Way bigger than me. Seems like everyone's bigger than me, especially on the football field.
Yeah.
But this is on the soccer field, so we should be all on an even playing field.
Right.
I don't think he belonged on the soccer field. Just shattered my kneecap. And this was a new club that they wanted me trying out for. And the coach told me I wasn't going to make the team, and he hadn't seen enough. And I was like, well, you didn't even see me play. I was out here for 5 minutes in the warm-up, and yeah. I got my kneecap broken. Didn't believe me either. My mom had to send him a picture, showed him that I was in a full cast. So yeah, that was a little funny walking around elementary school in fifth grade. I didn't go to graduation. They told me that they announced my name as the fastest mile in school history.
Wow.
And I really thought that would have been entertaining if I could have walked up on stage with a full leg cast as the kid who runs the fastest mile.
That'd have been legendary. Coach probably would have been like, this is a bunch of bunk, I'm not buying it. So here we are in Halloween season. Are you a big scary movie guy or not so much?
Horror movies keep me up at night.
So hard pass for you.
Can't do it.
Any nicknames for Jeremy Caruso? Is it just Jeremy or people call you by your last name? Any nicknames for you?
I've had a few growing up. None of them really stuck. So we're on a last name basis here at Northern, which is kind of interesting. I think about that a lot. Like, how do people get the last name instead of the first name? It's a weird situation they got.
Tukes for me, because my last name's Tewksbury, but everyone just calls me Tukes. Family nickname. So I'll think of something and see if I can get something to stick. Favorite sports teams and why?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Local team. It's the NFL. Can't get any better than that.
Big Martin Gramatica fan back in the day?
His kid's playing at USF right now, so.
Really?
They got the family blood staying down there, and he's kicking really well.
Gotcha. Automatica. I remember that back in the day. Favorite place to eat here in town?
Albertano's. I DoorDashed it 3 times, and it was some of the best tacos I've ever had. So when my family came up, asked me for a place to eat, I said I've only been to 3 restaurants, Buffalo Wild Wings, Pounders, and Albertano's, so we're going there.
I haven't been there yet. I'm going to have to give that a shot. How many windows are there in New York City? Just a ballpark number.
500,000 buildings. We'll go with 2.2 billion windows.
I feel like that's a good answer. What would your slogan be if you were a brand?
If it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing.
I like that. That's good. What fad or phrase of 2024 needs to be stopped?
We'll go with the one that is the British girl. She says, she gets drawn on her face and she says, I've got school.
Nah, it's not funny. I've got school. Nah, I'm not laughing. I've got school.
In a British accent. And I remember my friends waking me up in the middle of the night and me saying, like, just stop. And they made fun of me for that for a while.
I am not familiar with that at all. Is that like a TikTok thing or what?
Yeah, they sent me the video. I'm not sure what all the trends are right now, but that was the one that I remember that I fit into. And I was just tired, wanted to go to sleep and get up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that at all. Best dad joke that you've got up your sleeve right now? You big jokester?
I got a few.
Okay.
Where did Napoleon hide his armies?
I don't know.
In his sleeveys.
Oh my gosh. For a second there, it took me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. All right, that's good. That's not bad. Perfect dad joke. Who wins it all this year in the Super Bowl?
We're going to go with the Lions.
Lions, okay. That'd be pretty cool. Biggest pet peeve that you've got?
Random noises. It's okay to sit in silence. We're not all uncomfortable.
Random noises. Okay, interesting. So, like, you're just sitting in silence and someone just has to, like a clicking of the pen. That drives you crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'll try to not to click the pen for the rest of this interview as best as I possibly can. I can still, like, move it around, though, right?
Oh, you're all good. I can't see that.
Perfect. Funniest thing that's ever happened to you recently?
We'll go with one at practice in fall camp. Trying to catch punts. Love catching punts during practice, especially in warm-ups. So I see a ball, and I just go sprinting for it at the sidelines. Get to the sidelines, and I see Coach Schmidt about 5 yards in front of me. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to hit him. This is all good. As long as I don't run into the head coach,
right?
No one can really get mad. Turns out Cooper Logan's on his knee, stretching right on the sideline. I go flying over him, just land straight on my back. Everyone's staring at me. And that's when I was like, okay, not allowed to catch punts anymore because Coach Schmidt just saw that all happen.
Is this on film?
I sure hope not. I'll go back and check.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, kind of, sort of. Favorite state that you've ever visited and why?
Arizona. I didn't get any allergies because there's no grass, and it's totally different than anything I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. In Florida, all our interstates have grass on the side of them and highways, and this is just brown rocks. It's a cool little place.
Arizona is a pretty sweet place. Any tattoos for you, or not so much?
No, nothing.
Would you ever get a tattoo?
Never say never. For now, I'm sticking with no.
How do you sell hot cocoa in Florida?
You call it lemonade.
That's a good answer. There you go. If I gave you $10 million, what's the first thing that you do with the money?
Buy groceries, and then I'm getting we'll go beach house instead of lake house.
Okay.
But in the Carolinas.
All right, next up, I got a segment called This or That, Summer Heat or Winter Cold?
Summer Heat.
Tennis or golf?
We're going tennis.
Okay. Bulls or Wolves?
Bulls.
Florida or South Dakota?
I'm on the radio in South Dakota. We're picking South Dakota.
Ah, there you go. But you also picked Bulls over Wolves, like from your high school.
I think Bulls are a little less scary, and the statue in front of our school was pretty neat. Not saying that the Wolf here is not awesome, but our Bull was something to look at.
All right, that's fair. Snow or rain?
Rain.
Ice bath or hot tub?
Ice bath.
Maroon or gold?
We're going maroon.
Maroon or black?
Still maroon.
Sticking with maroon, okay. Rock and roll or country music?
Rock and roll. Not a country person at all.
All right. Toilet paper. You going over the roll or under the roll?
You always go from over.
Jake Adams said he couldn't care less. I feel like it's got to go over the roll, though, don't you?
Oh, 100%.
If it goes under, that's just anarchy. Turn signal or no turn signal when you're driving?
I don't have a car.
Okay, but let's just say you're back home in Florida. When you're driving, do you utilize one?
I don't have a license.
You don't? Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Never was going to get a car, never got a license. We're still here today.
Gotcha. Are you ever going to get one? I feel like you're going to need a driver's license at some point.
I say that every time I go home, and somehow I managed to come back up here with no license.
How old are you?
I just turned 20.
Okay. That's interesting. That is so strange. So you're just, nah, I don't need one.
I've been able to find rides everywhere I need to go. A little gas money got me here, so can't complain.
Very interesting. All right. You're a very interesting one. That's for sure. Okay. Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Regular shoes or soccer shoes?
Oh, I'm going regular shoes.
Regular shoes. Okay. Singing or dancing?
Singing.
Phone call or text message?
Phone call.
Dimples or freckles?
Dimples. I have one.
Short hair or long hair?
With the long hair right now, I really would like short hair.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Taco Bell or Taco John's?
I'm going Taco Bell. I haven't gotten to make it to Taco John's yet.
All right. Animated or live action?
Live action.
Christmas or Halloween?
Christmas.
Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter. X, actually.
Right. Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
Tom Brady.
Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Rain or shine?
We're going with shine.
Okay. Blondes, brunettes, redheads?
Brunettes all day.
Brunettes? Okay, gotcha. Bunch of would you rathers here. You can feel free to elaborate on any of these if you'd like. Would you rather hop everywhere you go or skip everywhere you go?
Oh, I'm skipping.
Feels like it's faster, right?
Think I could get anywhere with less energy. It might be more efficient than walking.
Yeah, hopping is, that's not ideal. Would you rather smell like feet or smell like rotten eggs?
Smell like feet. I think it's a little more natural. Can't deal with the rotten food smell.
Yeah. Would you rather live under the sea or live in space?
I've always been a space person until I took an astronomy class.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the professor was just a little too advanced for me, but I think space is pretty cool.
For sure. I'm right there with you. Would you rather wear the same socks for a month or the same underwear for a week?
Socks for a month. You got to change your underwear.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one, I think. Would you rather be 11 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
9 inches tall. I don't think anyone who's that tall has a good life. I remember seeing pictures of the world's tallest man, and I was freaked out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Banging heads, trying to get into doors, through doors.
Custom fit everything.
Yeah, no thanks. Would you rather have to wash your mouth out with soda or pop every night, or use shrimp-flavored toothpaste?
I just bought shrimp at the grocery store yesterday. I could do shrimp-flavored toothpaste.
I was going to say, being a guy from Florida, I feel like that's kind of a seafood guy, fish.
I might have tried almost every seafood imaginable.
What's the go-to? What's your favorite?
Mussels.
Really?
Mussels and some pasta. It doesn't get better than that.
Gotcha. Interesting. I've never had mussels before. I've had it's the escargot. Those are those mussels?
I think those are snails.
Snails. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had escargot before, but it's been a long time. Finally, would you rather be invisible or invincible?
Invincible. It sucks being hurt.
Yeah, for sure. Finally, little word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word or a phrase, and just the first thing that comes to your mind, just come out and say it, okay? Don't even think about it. Florida.
Beach.
The Florida Man.
Crazy.
Northern State University.
Wolves.
South Dakota.
Cold.
Everyone always says cold. Greatest kicker of all time.
Justin Tucker.
Football season.
Fall.
Autumn.
Winter.
Number 36.
Assigned.
Okay. Goalpost.
Small.
Minot State University.
Not as good as Northern State University.
Minnesota Duluth.
I own them.
Concordia St. Paul.
Gonna be tough.
Southwest Minnesota State.
Looking forward to that one.
Game-winning field goal.
Unbelievable.
Left hash.
My favorite.
Right hash.
Not my favorite.
Between both of the hash marks.
Extra point.
Dominant.
Jake Adams.
Luke Gunderson.
Fast.
Ethan Barnett.
Best holder in the NSIC.
Jake Adams.
The best tackler in the nation.
Daniel Britt.
Made some unreal throws.
Sure did. One of them to this guy, Ty Wiley.
Our best receiver.
Keegan Mountain.
Wish he was back there returning.
Lyndon Williams.
One of the leaders.
Jacob Schlo.
My favorite O-lineman.
Trevor Bonifassi.
I beat him in pickleball.
Okay. Mike Schmidt.
Great head coach.
Your family.
Pretty nice.
Finally, Jeremy Caruso.
Me.
There you go. Shout outs to family, friends, to kind of wrap things up here a little bit.
My family came up a few weeks ago, had a little two waves of them, so it was nice to see them. They got to see the area for the first time. Appreciated them coming up, and they got to see us win twice, and they were glad that it wasn't a curse that I needed family to be here to win, because we finally beat Duluth and they weren't here.
Did they like the area?
Oh, yeah. It was my youngest brother's first time ever on a plane and outside of the state of Florida. So that was cool for all of them.
And I didn't even click the pen for the rest of the interview.
I didn't even notice.
I was going to say, you should be proud of me. Because that's tough for me. Whenever I'm holding a pen, I'm always clicking it. And I didn't.
I think I changed you.
I think you changed me. There you go. That's the NSIC Special Teams Player of the Week, kicker Jeremy Caruso. Thanks for joining us here on PacChat. Thanks for doing this. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Go Wolves.